negative. But your future is spotless. People may have broken your heart, but please, that should not make you distrust people. Some people say men are bad. Men are men. Men. Have you seen ladies like that? Men. Hey, men. Men. Ah, men. See, a man can tell you he loves you like this. I will go and tell another woman I love. Men are devil. Devil. Some say women. No woman is good. In fact, death is a woman. Why? Because one or two ladies have dealt with them. I disagree with you. There are good ladies, there are good men. There are men that can love a woman with the whole of their life. There are men that can be so caring for a woman. There are men that can be true to a woman. There are women also that can be true to a man. There are women that can be so disciplined. There are men that can be disciplined. There are men, no matter who or what they see, it's not going to entice them. But there are men, if a lady passes here now, they start stammering. If a lady walks past and just shakes her body a little, that's a praise, praise. Even in the midst of worship, how great thou art, and the air high. Go. Go. How great. You must learn to forget the past. When you want to go forward, what do? You walk forward. Have you seen anybody going forward, walking backwards? No matter who has broken your heart, no matter the girl you have trained, there are men that have trained girls and the girls ate their money. No, how can you be a young, some men, boys are not, they don't have advisors. How can you be an illiterate? You would have gone to school. You are using the money to raise or train a girl. And you expect the girl to go to school and come back and marry you as an illiterate, as a mechanic. She went to study biz admin. And come and marry a mechanic. No. As a mechanic, do not invest in somebody that will go and study business admin. Invest in a hairdresser. It's the truth. Invest in a hairdresser. Invest in a fashion designer. Somebody also that has a job. Not somebody that, because education opens your eyes. In your class, you see nice looking guys, nice looking ladies. And their English is impeccable. And at the end, you now come back and marry somebody who's carrying spanner. He said, where are you? Where are you? Where did you went to? Have you came? I wanted to tell you to tell them. I've told a young man, a young girl, the girl wants to study law. And the guy is a furniture maker. I called her, I said, come. Do not, he said, I want to take care of her. In another 5-6 years, the girl will be true. I said, listen, number one, don't invest in this girl. Anything you are doing for this girl, seed as a seed. You are just helping somebody. Not for her to marry you. She won't marry you. He said, sir, she can't do without me. I said, because of her school. She can't do without you because of her school fees. Let her go to law school and see if she can do without you or not. If you are a fashion designer, if a furniture maker, invest in a fashion designer. The most influential woman. She has a talk show, a TV show that is watched by 2 billion people every day. She sits down to talk and people pay billions to listen to her. She walks into the office of, if she's coming today to Nigeria, it's the president that will receive her. President of nations. One of the strengths of Obama in the black world was when Oprah came and said, I am for Obama. Everybody says, if Oprah is for Obama, we'll stand by Oprah. So why would you look at your past and allow your past to weigh you down? Forget about Oprah. This young man talking to you here, me, my life was a messed up life. I told somebody, the blood of Jesus that washed me is 2 tankers. Sit down. I started smoking when I was in primary 5. The first time when I was in Form 1, I took Indian hemp. When I took Indian hemp, I wanted to climb wall. I took cocaine when I was in SS1. As when I was in SS1, I can take 8 bottles of Gouda standing, and I would drive. My friends used to call me Tanker. At second year, okay, let's not go into that. So those of you who are looking at yourself, you're like, see, look at where I'm coming from. Listen to me. Let your past go. And can I shock you? I was doing all these things and I was so calm. I walked into where they are smoking. I saw this guy smoking. I walk away and go and buy my own. Then they say, weak boys smoke Benson. Women smoke St. Morris. Strong men that are calm smoke skunk and weed. They put the weed in the food and they eat it. When I gave my life to Christ, one of the things the devil said he was going to do to me was to keep giving me the picture of my past. The picture of my past. It keeps coming. And I'll say to myself, has God forgiven me? I think the only thing I told somebody, the only thing I did not do was to kill somebody. Dirty past. Most people that God pick up and make raw materials were people that had dirty past. My mother took us at a young age to church. I got to a particular age in when I was, you know, she was carrying us to church. I got to an age where my mom was no longer in sight. So I was less loose on my own and I deviated. What is your past that the devil is using against you? Cut it off. Tell the devil, you messed me up. It's time for me to mess you up. Hello? Satan, you messed me up. It's what? It's time for me. Pastor Adeboye is the general overseer of the Redeemed. He was a boxer. Used to box, used to fight. He had a particular challenge also, which the Lord dealt with, that was there for a long while. Bishop David Oyedepo was a stammerer. To pronounce one statement, it would take him time. Every man that God used always had a history. But they always gather the worst to get what? The best. Tell somebody, forget your past. You may have been a stripper, a dancer in a club. You may have been a person who has been messed up. And anytime you are praying, the devil tells you, God, that if our people use that. You know, even when God forgives, man does not forgive. Man doesn't let go. Man never forgives. Man says, that one, Imagine Clifford Orji. You know Clifford Orji? That was a cannibal that was eating. Imagine Clifford Orji now enter this church and become usher. Okay, you see your reaction? No matter how spiritual I try. For example now. Okay, maybe somebody. Anini, Lawrence Anini was alive. He now entered the church. He now become a Christian. And I said, Jesus. I just saw something now. The Lord said we should make Lawrence Anini the treasurer of this church. People will shout, Papa, let's go to prayer band. What happened to prayer band? Intercessory group. Ushers. Treasurer. Praise the Lord. Anything that you have done in the past, don't allow the devil use that to hold you bound. No, sir. A young lady said to me, a young girl said to me that she cannot marry a guy because the guy had a child. And I asked her a question. The one you want to marry now, do you know if he has a child and he hid it from you? I said, stop that. Be more loving when people are sincere to you. We live in a generation where people like lies. Okay, this person tells you, I was a smoker. I was a drunkard. But Jesus has saved me. Percy went to test the guy before. I no go near more. Percy went to trick before. I no go near more. But come as you are. That's what the gospel is. Come to Jesus as you are. Can I round up on this one now? Maturity in faithfulness. Faithfulness. You know how faithful you will be when you get married by how faithful you are now that you are single. Help me, Lord. You know how faithful you'll be now. Sisters and brothers, let me give you a counsel. If you are with a partner, be with a partner. Stop being engaged to a girl to marry and you are sending another girl text message. I just send the text to check on you. And it's always bringing issues between you and your partner. You are always calling somebody else and you are engaged to somebody else. It's a sign that if you get married, you are going to be everywhere. Issues. You see a young man will call somebody he's not in relationship with and spend almost 30 minutes on the phone. And your own partner, you don't spend more than 2 minutes. The young man keeps telling you, why did you call that person? Why did you go there? Say, excuse me. Nobody can cage me. Allow me enjoy my freedom. If I don't marry you, finish, you can. But for now, excuse me. Learn to be faithful. A young lady said, please, sir. No. No man can tell me what to do until you have married me. Shut up. If a guy is serious to marry you, then the guy should be able to tell you what to do. I was not engaged to my wife when I told her, that friend, no more. You know, some people will say, no, nobody can choose my friends. I said, that one, no, because she knew I was serious for marriage. I had all the intentions, you have made notes, first, second steps you are taking. I said, that one, no. But some people, you can't control sisters now. You can't even tell them that this dressing is wrong. Say, no, waity. If you don't marry me, you waity. You must learn, you must stay glued, because you may think that, no, when I enter a man's house, I will not obey him. No. If it's a nature, nature is stronger than effort. It's superior to effort. If it's a habit you have formed, even with the man, you may think you are submissive, but you will argue. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Some lady says, Papa, the problem is that not that I can't stay with a partner, but the person I'm engaged to has no money and I need to survive. Ladies and gentlemen, the problem with most ladies, not all of them, is not that their necessities are not around or met, they just like being extravagant. That is why you can see a lady who is engaged to someone who is even trying his best to assist her, yet she still has another person somewhere. What are you as a student? You know, someone, one of my daughters, she's married, she's in London. She said her daughter told her, the daughter is 13, and the daughter said she wants a BlackBerry phone. And she told me, I was in London when they came, and she was like, okay. So she told the daughter, go and tell Papa to buy you a BlackBerry phone. The girl came, she said, Papa, I want a BlackBerry phone. I said, to kill you or to make call. You want a phone that will kill you or to make call. The mother said, I'm tired. I said, shut up. Shut your mouth. When a girl of 13 says she wants BlackBerry phone, you usher. My first daughter is 7 going to 8. And she told me she wants a phone. I said, who is calling you? She said, buy me a phone. I said, you can't get a phone until you are 10. Who is calling you? And who are you calling? She said, I want to call my friend in school. Who gave them phone? Going to 8? That's irresponsibility. Such a person, when she's 13, she wants for a car. I said, even if you have it in abundance. One time, if I go to the house, the phone rang to my daughter. I said, Daddy, we have phone now. I said, really? I said, okay. Where are you for keeping the phone? They told me. Only me and God know where that phone is now. Can't I afford a phone for them? I can, but they don't need it. One thing, if you start it, you have to continue. You can't say because you are blessed, your child wants anything. You just say, okay, because you have it. No. You may not always be around. And they may want to maintain that status. That is where they go and start sleeping with men. That's where the young men go into robbery. Am I talking to somebody? You must have that understanding. Learn. be contented with one partner. Minus sex. Excluding sex. If you are sleeping with somebody, you are not engaged. You are fornication partners. Excluding sex. If he tells you, please, I don't think I can afford this thing now, but I'll see what I can do. It's okay. Wait. And do you know, if you must be faithful or glued to one partner, you must mind the friends you keep. Because friends will come and show you the latest thing they just bought. Oh. Hey! You wait for one man. This one, where be like civil servant. Come! Let me go and show you what's happening in town. I can tell you many of those girls who fly down to Abuja, some to Lagos, some to Port Harcourt. Many never come back. Many never come back. In Abuja, in Garki, a young man and a young lady died in the room. When the megad waited for 2 days, Oga is not coming out. Yeah, so Oga becomes so nice. So Oga that goes out every night. 2 days, Oga has not come out. 3 days, the guy said no. Broke the door open. The guy and the girl were dead. A young man cried to me yesterday. He will tell the fear, and the girl says male wears, you know, male clothes, guys' clothes. She will tell the girl, please, if you want to sell clothes for a guy, don't let them tell you to come and meet them in certain areas. The guy says, hey, excuse me. Nobody give me money for this business. Nobody give me money for this business. Nobody give me money. Calm down. Don't meet them in critical areas. And the issue was brought to me, and I said to her, I said, it's very right. Don't meet men, because men capitalize on things a lot. If you smile with a man, if you are not careful, you have started dating him. Just smile. You are dating for smiling. So, a guy said to her, come, I want to buy 3 shirts and 1 shoe. She now said, where are you? The guy mentioned the name of a hotel. So the guy said, no, I can't go there. Our own brother said, he can't do anything, go there. She called the fiancé and said, are you okay? Tell him to come down, maybe on the road or a certain fast food joint or something. He said, yeah. Only to go there, and the guy raped her. And she called me and said to me, Papa, can you imagine what has happened? I said, what has happened? She told me. I said, is that all? She said, bye-bye. I dropped the cup. Because that's stupid. You carried your leg. Went to a hotel. Is a hotel a place for transaction? I'm going to get him arrested. I said, don't go and disgrace yourself in the station. You go and tell policemen, say, where did people meet? I now went to sell in the hotel. Is there a shop in the hotel? Say, God gave you sense so that I can rest. Because she will not listen to. There are some young men now who cannot tame their partner. My wife was a preacher. I saw her preach. I sat somewhere when we were cutting in Waterboard, in Aochie, in a church called Living Gospel. The church is still haunting now. Are you following me? In the Waterboard branch, I sat somewhere and my wife was leading prayer. That was the time I was hearing a young girl say, take it. I was hearing benches. People were falling down. I was a guest speaker. I raised my head. Here? I started speaking in tongues. Opening prayer, people are falling. I now take microphone. Nothing happened here today. They will invite me again. No? I said, who is this girl? They told me, say, now so she's on fire. I said, good. We'll see ourselves today. So, I saw a minister. I kept in the corner of my mind. I didn't approach. I didn't say anything. Kept her. At the end, she was even one of those that came for me to lay hands. I laid the hands like I was not interested, but I mark her. I just put her like that. I just put my hand like that. Bless you. But I say this one. One time, I was talking to my friend in his house. He has a church by the side. He said, one girl normally passes there, and the girl begged him if she can be praying there in the afternoon. The kind of tongues, you know, there are female tongues. Kira baba shondorobo shondorobo. Those are female tongues. Ira masenderebo kindaraba sindaraba indaraba kondorobo kondorobo. But when you are hearing grugetegrugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutugutug
here. Who be that man?
They said, no, not girl. I was timing 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, finished. She was going. I looked. I said, I've seen this face. Okay. I kept quiet. I was watching. I didn't just go fast. You take your time. You study. You observe. Because when you enter, you may not come out. So you have to observe. And I watched her. After a while, I walk in. I sat down. I ask question. I ask two questions. The first question I ask her, she got it. She didn't get it well. So I didn't proceed. I stopped. I said, this one, maybe I know Mariam. I said, if you're in a relationship, do you love your man to always be around? She said, yes, so the person I'm in, if I'm going to date somebody, must be around me, and I know I always travel around the world. So I stopped. I said, that part, you know, get up. And I stopped. And I came back. I asked, and now asked well. So I said, if the person is doing God's work, so long he will come back home now. No matter how many months, the person will still come back home. I said, okay. I knew what I wanted. Love is not blind, though. If you say your love is blind, marriage will open your eye. Faithfulness. You must have. Have you seen people? Please, can I talk to you practical? Can I be practical? Most people who are my children, and in showbiz, most actors and actresses are my children. Most musicians, whether you call them the band, Timaya, P Square, they are all my children. Now, I have seen people who see artists and start lusting after them. They have nothing. They are engaged to somebody. It's stupidity. Watch this. I'm going practical now. There is one popular musician. He's based in London. A young girl was engaged to a guy. And this guy, she, how do I put it now? The guy was trying his best. But there was a popular musician she fantasized. You know what fantasy means? Musician she wants to get close to. She is dreaming of. She now put the picture there. Then one day she was in a show. The musician was dancing and now picked her from the crowd to dance with. In fact, she almost died. She started dancing. The guy now told her in the ears that they should try and see why they were still dancing. Signal to one of his people. They brought the girl later, exchanged numbers. He started sleeping with that one. This is a musician you know has no future for you. Has no plan. Then you now mess up for, and there was a Christian brother who has never touched you because she was keeping you for marriage. The guy found out. She began to cry. Said it was the devil. The news came to me. They came, dragged themselves to me in Port Harcourt. Said it was the devil. And I said, which devil? Which devil? You should grow up. People that see ladies and they say they just see them, they are attracted to them. They are irresponsible he goats. You are an irresponsible man to just see a lady and you are infatuated. A woman is a woman. Oh. A man is a man. There's no special vitamin. There's no big deal about anybody. Are you following me? Because if you are going to be looking at people's external features and people's container and be carried away, you are going to see many because the beautiful ones are not yet born. Some men cannot give a kobo to a girl who has promised to marry them, but they can spend much money on the person they want just to sleep with the person. I wrote something, one of my books that I'm writing, Common Sense in Relationships. I said, men pay for sex, women sex for pay. You understand the English? Men pay for sex for pay. Most women sleep to get money, and most men pay to sleep with somebody. You must be learning at this stage to have an ear that... And you know, people, if you cannot listen to your pastor, you cannot listen to your partner. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Maturity in character. And I'll just give you like two more. If you have questions, you ask me. And then I'll pray. Maturity in character. I've discovered that most people that want partners with good character are people with bad characters. I want a man that with not only me, he could just love. A lot of young... Okay. I'm not Okada. Don't tell me to ride on. I'm not Okada. Oh. I want a lady that is very responsible. Watch this. If you are a girl who has temper problem, please don't pray for a partner. You will kill him. If you have issues with anger, sort yourself out before looking for a partner. You know, some people say, I'm very aggressive, so I want man when they very quiet. I am very temperamental, so I want a mumu. Somebody who cannot talk. No, work on your temper. Work on your temperament. Because there can't be two captains in the ship. If a young man who beats, do you know there are guys that beat up girls? Is that true? They'll beat them. And the girl will still stay. Huh? Begging. They'll be begging him. Huh? Let's be frank. How many of you guys, you beat girls? Raise your hand. You are a guy, you have that problem. No, raise it, don't be ashamed. You have that problem. I saw one hand be raised up there. Why are you looking behind? Look here. How many of you guys, okay, how many of you girls have been beaten before? Raise your hand. Okay, yeah, my daughter there. Raise it. Raise it high. They are beating you. Okay. And you still stay in the relationship? How do they beat? Now I want to know how. What do they slap? Belt. Huh? They lose belt and beat the girl with the belt and she stays. Awesome. Well, anybody that beats you, if you have brothers, organize. I'm not joking, though. Let them beat him. Except you don't have brothers. Because nobody will love. Can you beat yourself? Anybody that beats you, even if he's here sitting with you now, anybody that beats you does not love you. It's not like I can't control my temper. Do you know, if you really appreciate somebody, you control your temper. If the appreciation is deep, it comes from your bowels. Can you say you could not control your temper, you beat your father? Okay, what's the restraint? Even those that beat their father, sometimes it's because they lose their mind. They are possessed for a guy to raise his hand on his mother. Okay, hold on. If you say you could not control your temper, you now go and slap Hulk Hogan. Okay, you could not control. Wait now. You could not control your temper. You now saw like 7 mopo stand. You slapped all of them one by one. Wait. Or you slapped soldier. Oh, so wait. It means that no matter how angry you are, if you see a soldier, you behave, right? Because you appreciate the soldier. So it means that if you really appreciate somebody, no matter what enters your head, it will calm down. Just the way you cannot see a mopo now. 5 policemen are standing. Say, I don't dress! You lose your belt. Start flogging all the mopo one by one. Make sure you have known the portion of will that your father left for you, so that you can distribute it for people before you die. You cannot. You control it. Amen. Hallelujah. Character is the foundation for destiny. There are some of you young ladies, when your man is angry, he sends you a text and you are angry, you reply him. He said, do you know you are not well brought up? Do you know you don't have character? You now reply him. It is you. You are not a wife material. A person who wants to marry a woman, the Bible says, submit. And you as a man, there are statements you must not make to a partner. Imagine a guy called, because the girl, maybe somebody was talking to the girl, he calls the girl dog. That's the person you want to marry, and she stays back? No, that's not the name God has given you. Tell the person, you can't call me that and I stay with you. I'm walking out. A young girl though she made a mistake. A young girl was dating somebody, and the person's friend liked her. He just liked her naturally, no immoral. He just liked her. So one time she went there to collect tips, and she sat on the ground. The guy sat on the chair, and they were talking. She was testing the tips. Then the person she's dating walked in and met her there. Of course, I thought that she made a mistake. She would have informed the person, "I'm going to collect tips." So the guy now started screaming. "Oh, so you have sleeping with him. They quarreled, and the guy put pressure on her. "You are sleeping with... In fact, for me to forgive you, you must agree." You know, there are people like that. You have to lie for relationship to continue. He did everything. "You must agree." Before you know it, he gets, okay, "I did it." She knows she didn't do it. After she agreed, the guy still left her. "So you did it, you see? You did it." It's over. O to the V to the E to the R, as in oh. So he left her. And guess what? He got married to somebody else. After about 2 years, he said that woman slept with somebody. He left the woman and I came back to the girl. And the girl came to me and said, "What do I do?" And she told me the full truth. I said, "Did you sleep with that guy?" He said, "No." But the man said he wants me back because the woman slept with somebody. I said, "How did you know?" He said, "The woman agreed." I said, "Now, sit down. The woman may have been constrained to agree just the same way the guy constrained you to agree. So do not break that woman's home because she may be faithful and her husband says she's unfaithful. Leave him with his problems. Let him go. Because you didn't sleep with anybody." But he said, "Yes, sir." He said, "The guy didn't even give me a hug or a handshake. He just opened the door for me and said, 'Welcome.' I was testing tapes." He said, "But I had to agree, thinking that would bring him back." He said, "But he said no." So I said, "That may be the fate of that same woman." There are guys who are always suspicious. You are telling somebody, "You carry a phone, you are going through it." I miss one paper. "Hey, I thought this, I miss you." If you are with a partner, they have to go through the person's phone. There's no trust. I can't imagine myself going through my wife's phone, even before we come back. "Who said? Hey!" You don't need all of that. Love, trust. If you can't trust somebody, don't be in a relationship with the person. Love, trust. And some people are... Some of us... The reason we are the problem of ourselves when there are trust issues is because some men seeing some unfaithful signs. You keep putting guys' pictures on your DP. You have guys' pictures on your DP. "This one celebrates birthday." But must you put everybody that celebrates birthday on your DP because they're your friends? Can't you just say the pink happy birthday? Must they appear on your DP? You generate trust issues. You put them on your BlackBerry phone, the DP, bam, happy birthday. Everybody, you say, "No, as casual friends, we must just appreciate them." You must learn to be expensive. When you're with a partner, you must understand the things that will bring issues. There's some of them, just ping them directly. "Happy birthday, many happy returns." No. You want to prove to them that you are a loyal friend. Hallelujah. Can I say this to you? If you have a bad character, you will naturally attract somebody like you. Be the person you want to see. Be the person you expect to meet. You want to meet a person of excellence, then be excellent. You want to meet a person with polished character, then have a polished character. You want to meet a faithful person, be faithful. You want to meet a man that is a giver, be a woman that gives. You can't be a stingy girl and expect to meet a man that is a giver. You meet a stingy man like you. Because both of you have the same anointing, so you have to magnet yourselves. You want to meet a guy that's a giver, as a girl, anytime you have seed, sow it. Tell somebody, sow. Hallelujah. Now just take one more. And then we pray. Maturity in desire. If you cannot control your immoral tendencies, do not think of a partner. There are men, once they see a girl, the first thing that comes to their mind is sex. Don't enter a relationship. Once they see a girl, there are some ladies, once they see a man, the first thing is immoral. That's what comes to them. Nothing else. They have no control. If you leave them and a lady in a dark corner, it's trouble. Dark corner. With lights. First thing that comes to their mind is sex. And I tell people all the time, let me shock you. Do you know, if you are with a guy, let me give you sisters one advice. Do you know if you are with a guy, if you want the best of the guy, make the guy your friend. Don't sleep with the guy. Let the person be your friend. You can get the best of that person. Because once sex comes in, you don't get the best. You know there are male, some of you young ladies can know there are friends, guys you have, that both of you can call each other and discuss. They can even send you money. Nothing is happening. Are you following me? Because they are your friends. Maintain it. Don't sleep with them. Even if the guy is talking towards that side, discourage him. Say, no. Ah, you know we are friends. Now we can't talk about that. Forget about that. You'll be friends. But the day he sleeps with you, there's this feeling that he has conquered you. You are no more useful. And as a young guy, if you have not slept with a lady, you can correct her well. And the correction is genuine. But when sex comes in, you start seeing fault, everything she does. Because she becomes irritative. That's why I tell girls, never sleep with a person before you. In fact, let sex not even come to both of you mind, both of your minds. Let sex never even be on the, don't put that on, among the cards on the table. You want to marry somebody? No to sex. Papa, what, okay, if you are not, somebody asked me a question. He said, Papa, I want to ask you a question. Can I tell you the question? He said, you and Mama, when you were cutting, was it just embrace, you were embracing yourself? Or you were just shaking hands? Or in the head, both of you miss each other, you lay us on our head, bless you. What are you both doing? Or both of you just each other and start speaking in tongues. What are you doing? And I said, when we are cutting, watch this. When we are cutting, because if you start prelim, you must do degree. If you start embracing, pecking, come. How are you? Oh, how was the service? Oh, bless you, bless you, bless you. No, hug me. Bless you. Hug me, hug me. Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Bless you, 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 bless you. Is that the hug? And anything prolonged has bad intention. And there is more esteem and respect when sex is not involved. You can talk. You can say, shut up, shut up, shut up. A girl said to me, she was telling me about herself, and she always had problems with relationship. She now had one problem. She cried and cried. I said, come, tell me. He said, among all people she has met rich people. This is a normal guy. I said, but one thing she respects, that this guy has never touched her. So when the guy left, she started crying. I said, why? She said, that the men like that are scarce. Nice girl, beautiful girl. See, when this one come, it's sex. This one come, it's sex. And she fell for some of them. When she found this guy, he said they would discuss, be alone. She wants to touch him. The guy said, stop that. I have a covenant with God. Stop that. She says, this is impossible. One time she traveled to where the guy lives to go and spend the night. The guy left the room and went to sleep with his friend. Left the room for her. She planned. Say, today if you enter the ground, I will know. She entered the guy's town after 10 p.m. Before she located the house, it was past 11. Just, you didn't tell me you are coming. I want to surprise you. I came here, I said, okay, welcome. Enter, enter. Take water here, take this one, take this here. Say, I'm coming. Still, stay. In case I don't come, lock the door from pew. The guy came to the house with his friend some minutes to 8 in the morning. We ran around for transport. Say, okay, say, this is the person I want to marry. She frowned. She frowned. They saw her off to the park. When the guy discovered it was not getting too much, the guy said, I'm not interested anymore. And I said to her, you just lost a husband. Who is a man?
He says it, he stands by it.
The one that messes you up and says, come, it will never happen again. It will never. He said, are you sure? It won't happen. So you are coming tomorrow night. Eh? It won't happen again. You are planning for an atmosphere for it to repeat itself. I'd like you to make a covenant with God today. That you will never. Because even if there were no scriptures, even if there was no salvation, even if there was no redemption, even if there was no hallelujah, even if there was no Christianity, I still tell you that it is useless to sleep with anybody before marriage. It kills trust. Guess what? It raises suspicion. Because you have given in yourself, anybody you are talking to, he believes. Do you know there are people today, even if there are 20 men around the office where their female partner is working, they know nothing will happen. Let my wife be in the midst of 1 million men. I'll go to sleep. I'm not bothered. I go to sleep. Because I know how it was before marriage. Do you know there are people just normal standing by a guy? If their peers are standing by a guy, they are agitated. Am I correct? Hey! Who are you standing with? What are the both of you talking? The guy they are with just says again, how are you? How was service? Hey, you're not in church last Sunday. They'll come and stand there. They want to hear everything. The guy say what? They talk now. They talk. They want to know what they want to say. Why? Sex has perverted their thinking. Give me some volume here. Sex. Give me volume. Give me volume. It has perverted their thinking, their reasoning. Make a covenant today. God bless you. Holy, 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 holy. We are going to take one or two prayer points, but sit down. This is some minutes to five, and I'd like us to be out of here 5:15, if we can. If you have a question, let's see if we can take like 7, but make sure they are very quick ones. 7 questions. Raise your right hand up if you have a question. What's your name? Williams, you are number 1. Young man white, stand up. Number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, sister number 6, then this guy number 7. Number 1.
Papa, the question I want to ask, while you were talking, you made mention that the person you got married to, which is her mama, that she was only the one you talked to before. She was only the one you talked to.
Yes, she was only the one I proposed marriage.
You proposed, okay. For example, now maybe one was into a relationship and maybe you now got saved. And because I know that you don't marry for where you are, you marry for where you are going to, into the future. Maybe that person no longer wants to fit in into the pattern of life. And you now decide to do away with that. Or you are not seeing some traits in that person that will not help you in the pattern you choose to follow, being a good Christian and following God in totality. How will you not do so?
Are you saying before you got born again or after you got born again? All this happened when you were born again.
You met
the person when you were born again.
Yes, yes. Then you are not seeing some traits in that person that it can't really work, and you just know that this cannot fit into where you are.
That's
going
why.
To.
What will you now do?
Yes.
Okay. Sit down. It depends on what you mean by traits. Because if I give an approval or an endorsement now, many young men will now start seeing traits in women why they should not marry them. Yes, they'll start seeing traits now. In fact, the traits will start now as I'm talking. Hey, Papa said it now. Even though you engage somebody, you now see traits that are not good, you leave the person. I said something that when I came to her, I asked her questions. Am I correct? To check if it is what I can go into. That is why you must be very careful before you go ahead. If you met her and you love her and the traits in her are not good ones, remove the bad traits, put the good traits, stay with her. Can I shock you? There were traits in my wife I didn't like. They were not like bad traits, but they were traits I was not used to. I did not want. My wife is not a person you hurry. You don't rush her. She takes her time. And me, I want everything now. If I tell you bring water, I want you, as I'm talking, let the water be in front of me. I want everything now. So I now discovered, I didn't like that. But do you know, at the long run, that is what has helped me. When I want things done and I want it now, people always end up making mistakes because I rush them. But when I want to do it, she tell me, leave it for me. She can take a long while, but it always come out well. So at the end of the day, it ends up helping me. What you see as a trait you don't like now may be a trait that you need tomorrow. But every woman does not come perfect. You must mold that to what you want her to be. There's no woman that is perfect. Because you that say there are traits you saw in her that you don't like, there might be traits in you she doesn't like. She's still managing you. So don't walk away. Do not walk away because of those traits. What you want is what. Now, listen, my wife, I said something which I digress. I said, met my wife, firebrand. But many of you can testify, if you have been in Omega, if you were in council, you discover Mama didn't preach one day. I told her, I said, I've discovered that what kills most ministers of God, that they don't have time. I've visited some pastors, their children are wayward. That is because the man likes pulpit, the woman likes pulpit. So I told her, for the first 5 years, this is your fire, let it be at home. My wife sings. I said, this is your singing anointing, keep her for house. You will climb the pulpit. She said, okay. I have to mold her to what I want. Are you following me? So, don't expect them perfect. They don't come perfect. If they are perfect, they are not genuine. Number two.
Thank you, sir. I'm Johnson, sir. You made an analogy, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir. You made an analogy about a man that has not touched a lady, a boy that
analogy.
Has not
touched a lady. Analysis. Analogy.
Okay. About a...
Speak English, that will be easy for you to...
Okay, sir. About a...
Yes, sir.
Okay. About a guy that has not touched a lady. And the lady compromised with another man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said, my question is, could the guy continue with the same lady, sir?
Can somebody answer that question? Can somebody answer it? The guy has not touched her, somebody has touched her. Can the guy continue? Don't give us a unanimous answer. Individual. Look behind you. Somebody's raising their hand.
Praise the Lord. If she realized her mistake and she has genuinely...
She has what?
If she realized her mistake and she has made up her mind to change, to give her life to Christ, I think the girl can go ahead.
How would you know she has changed?
If she accepts what she did was wrong, I think she can change. I think the guy can also go ahead and say, okay, let me forgive you and let's move on.
Somebody else? Pass the mic.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I... Let me talk from experience.
Okay. Very important.
My boss, where I did my IT in the laboratory, the guy told him that she doesn't want sex. Okay, fine. They stayed like that with her sex. At the end of the day, the girl was cheating on him, and the girl got pregnant. And she was scared because she doesn't know anything about, she was scared of going to terminate the pregnancy or stuff like that. So she had to run back to this guy. The guy ran a test for her and discovered she was pregnant. So to me, the guy is not born again. Somehow, the guy terminated the pregnancy for his own girlfriend. And they started dating, still dating. So I asked him, I said, why will you do something like that? He said, because he genuinely loved his girl. That was why he took that sacrifice. I said, okay, what about the guy, the girl? Are you sure this girl will not go back to the same boyfriend that got her pregnant? She said, she asked the girl, and the girl said that something like that won't happen. Okay, like what he said, if the decision depends on the guy, like what he said he genuinely loved this girl. That is why he took the risk of terminating the pregnancy and taking her back. So it depends, it's left for the guy.
Somebody else? Bring the mic this way. Okay. Yep.
Praise the Lord. I also have something to contribute to our saying. I'm also partially victim of what you are talking about.
Experience.
Yes, sir.
Wait.
Praise the Lord. I'm betrothed to a girl. Supposed to marry. Let me confess a little.
Don't confess. We are not in Catholic Church. Just tell us your contribution.
I normally meet with the girl. I protect myself. Then I make a vow with the girl that I will always get myself protected. Each time I'm getting in touch with you, but I will not get you pregnant. But eventually, recently,
you were sleeping with her with protection and not to get her pregnant.
Yes, sir.
Your own is. You are not contributing to what she was saying because she said the guy was not touching. So you are not qualified to contribute. Except, say something else. Don't tell us that part.
Okay, sir.
What happened later? Did she get pregnant?
Yes, she get pregnant for another man.
Okay.
And now I get more of everything. And I'm putting her into the relationship, sir.
Why? You were also doing her?
Sir, I will get
you were sleeping with,
yes, I was sleeping with her.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
But you have kept yourself protected.
Yes, sir.
So that makes you better than the man. Eko and Lagos, is it the same? Pass the mic to somebody. You are saying Eko, you are saying Lagos. It's the same thing. My brother.
Praise the Lord.
Have you left her now? Eh?
Praise the Lord. To me, my own contribution is this. If you are in a relationship with someone and that person, be it a lady, got pregnant for another man, that one kills the trust you have on
clap,
that person.
Clap.
And secondly, if I suppose, God forbid, I cannot be in that kind of situation.
I've said what you want to say. Don't spoil everything. Take the mic from you. That was what I wanted to hear. If a person can go and sleep with another person, the basis of love is trust. When trust is gone, it's left with sympathy and pity. And when there is pity, a relationship cannot hold. If you are with a girl, the guy terminated the pregnancy out of pity. That's true love does not share. You can forgive. Don't get me wrong. We have done worse things and God forgive us. You can forgive. And also, like I said, there are questions. Answers cannot come authoritatively. Answers based on individuals. Okay, let me give you an illustration. Can I give you one? Two people were arguing. Both of them were in our branch in Lagos. They argued. They started keeping malice in church over something that happened to somebody. This one said, if it is me, how will I take it? If it's me, I will like to kill. That's what argument. It didn't happen to them. It happened to somebody. They became enemies because of somebody's issue. What was the issue? A girl was kidnapped. A lady was kidnapped. Along with about 7 people. The kidnappers killed the 6. But prayers were made. I actually gave a prophecy about that she should not travel. So she disobeyed and traveled. And they kidnapped 7 of them in the car. But they killed others. Because the grace of God upon her, she was not killed. But they raped her for like 4 days. About three, four different guys kept raping her daily. She was married. She now came back to the husband. She told the husband she was raped. The husband, no problem, took her to the hospital. They did everything. Carried her in her car straight to her parents' house. She says, not marrying again. They said, why? I said, no, somebody that people have raped, she's not married. So the lady in church, a brother heard it, a sister heard it. The sister said, ah! That man is wicked. The brother said, for what? When person is not raped, I will marry. I'm not going to marry. Two of them were arguing. The brother said, you can't marry such a person. The sister said, you must marry. You must marry. They started keeping married. I was in Lagos and I called two of them. I said, Papa, can you imagine? How can he be saying that? I now said to the sister, you are talking based on the way you would react. This guy is talking. I now asked the guy, what is your month of birth? Because you must understand zodiac signs. Sometimes some people react based on the way they are configured. Are you following me? The lady will react based on the way she is configured. I said, so it's not, you are not wrong. You are not wrong. As I'm talking, there are some guys who cannot take that. Eh? Am I correct? Say they have read the lady over and over. Some guys now say, for what? And there are some ladies who are saying, is it her fault? Am I correct? So such things, you answer individually. There's no unanimous answer. In this issue they have mentioned, reactions will be based on individual. But I'm speaking to you from my own opinion. To take such a person back, if a lady was the one that said, we are not doing this because I love you, and she does it with somebody else, she's deceptive. And when there's deception, the center cannot hold. And when the center doesn't hold, things fall apart. So, number three.
Praise the Lord. Please, my question goes like this. Two Firebrand members were so born again and they married each other and they gave birth to their first child. And so, the woman backslided and she started sleeping with men around. So, one day she fell sick and she was rushed to the hospital. At the end of the day, she was an HIV positive.
Fact, your story is very long ago. Which one is the question?
As a man of God, as the man that you are born again, what are you going to do?
I don't understand your question. It's too long. People are married. Forget about they gave birth to a child, because you mentioned the child. Is that part of the story?
Yes, sir. They gave birth to their first child.
Uh-huh.
So the woman started sleeping with men around. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, she fell sick and mm-hmm. she was rushed to the hospital.
She was married?
Yes, sir.